leaders, you know, they're all, he's bluffing. You
yeah.
know? So now they know he's not bluffing.
Right, so right.
This is a good position to be in. It's going to work out. And to all the listeners, hey, don't listen to the noise. Buy stocks when they're low and sell them when they're high.
Yeah. That's great advice.
Make you go wrong.
That's great advice. Vinek, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. That's great advice there. Real quick, the poll, because this is the poll question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. Do you believe Trump knows what he's doing with these tariffs? 59% of you say yes. 41% of you say no. And you know what? There's a lot of you partaking in this poll. The numbers are high today. So many of you want to weigh in, and I appreciate that. I got Greg in Parkville. Greg, do you think Trump knows what he's doing?
Okay. All right, cool.
Greg?
I'm sorry. I think he absolutely knows what he's doing, because he started out, if you look at everything he's done up to this point, he has basically, he's pulled everybody together. He's gotten there. He's gotten everything that he needs to say, but he's always come out and he'll talk tough, he'll be tough, and then he uses that as leverage. And then, like the last caller said, he's doing this 90 days, and I think it's actually better that he did it now, because he was able to use that leverage and bring people to the table while keeping those 10% baseline tariffs in place. You keep those baseline tariffs in place, lets people know that, hey, you're serious, and plus it lets the American people know that you're going to still be bringing in revenue, an additional revenue stream for the country.
Yeah, yeah, no, and I agree with you, even with, because I know, yeah, Vinek said he should have said something about the 90 days up front. I do agree with you, it gave him leverage, because as of this morning, the EU, they said they were going to retaliate yesterday, or I guess the day before yesterday, and then that happened yesterday where he did the pause, and now they're saying they're not going to retaliate. So he has everybody on a string. He's controlling the entire world at this point.
Right. And look the way he's acted with everything up to this point. His first 100 days has been amazing compared to any other president who's done this much in so little time.
Yeah,
so
no one.
Everybody believes what he says. And if you can get people believing what you're saying, that's the way that you build up that leverage. And I think he's done a great job. Thanks for letting me talk, Kim. I appreciate it.
Yep. No, Greg, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you and hope you have a great weekend. That's the big question. Do you believe Trump knows what he's doing in regards to the tariffs? You know, call in, weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I've got John in Columbia. John, does Trump know what he's doing?
Yeah, I think so. By the way, the guy who said buy stocks low and sell them high, I agree. If he could just tell me when they're low and high, I'd appreciate it. But, so Trump versus the world. Everybody else is playing chess. Trump is playing poker. If you want to understand it, there's a book by Amy Duke, Thinking in Bets. And human beings tend to want to think like life is chess. If I do all the right research, I get all the right information, I'll make the best decisions. It'll always work out. That's not life. Life is a poker game. There's cards you don't know about. Trees fall on your car. It wasn't your fault. All kinds of shit like that. Trump is playing poker.
All right, we can't curse. We can't curse on here. All right, so, okay, we got to make sure we can't curse on, we don't curse on here. And I do appreciate the call, but we got it. This is a family-friendly show, guys. It's a family-friendly show. But, of course, that caller did say that he believed Trump knows exactly what he's doing. Before the break here, I'll take another. Sarah in Baltimore. Sarah, do you think Trump knows what he's doing?
Oh, hi. I love you so.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I do think Trump knows what he's doing, and I think he's 10 steps ahead of most people. And I'm tired of the groupthink, the tired narratives about him being a racist and this, and he's only in it for the 1%. If that were true, it's just people need to get on the ground and understand this movement a lot better than they do. They just listen to the talking points by the mainstream media. And I work in the higher ed realm, and I get so tired of the groupthink. People just need to understand and to be patient and to stop labeling him in these terms that are totally off base and, frankly, hypocritical.
Yeah.
I think Trump is in it for the forgotten American citizen. I think he's trying to put America first. We saw the globalist agenda throughout the COVID pandemic, and it was disgusting. They took away our rights. They forced us to vaccinate. They threatened to take our jobs.
Yep.
I could go on and on.
Yeah.
And I have not forgotten any of it. I have not forgotten what they did to our kids, locking in their bedrooms. And I think it's time to put America first. I'm tired of the hypocrisy.
Yeah. Sarah, well said.
He knows what he's doing. And I think people just need to simmer down and think outside the box. And also get off of mainstream media. I've never seen so many jealous, sniping, disingenuous people in my life. Paid to take this man down. They tried to kill him last summer. It just goes on and on. He's been unprecedented persecuting. He's been persecuted unprecedented in a fashion that I have never seen in my life.
Yeah.
Leave it. Just leave him alone. Let him do his job. Get these Trende Aragua people out of this country. That's one last thing I'll say. The elites don't care about the common American citizen who has been... We have people in poor white places where these immigrants have been shipped in, they've taken their jobs, they're trying to take their apartments, okay? And mainstream media lies. They don't tell the truth about any of it.
Yeah.
So I'm disgusted. I am all in for Trump, period.
Sarah, sorry, well said.
Emotional.
No,
I'm
you're
emotional
great.
About it.
You're great. No, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Kim. I love your show.
Thank you.
For being a voice of reason in this frankly sick city of Baltimore. It's a very unusual place to live. People don't get it.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. You're polite, Sarah. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids are facing hunger every day? Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love. Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, the stock market bounces back. Step off the ledge. Plus, what is driving the bat guano craziness of the left and Democrats?
I like them already.
And eliminating the truth, I'll explain.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We're talking about President Trump and tariffs. It's also the question of the day at WCBM.com if you want to partake in the poll. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you believe Trump knows what he's doing with the tariffs? So far, 60% of you say yes, 40% of you say no. And I appreciate many of you calling in. We're having a great discussion on this. I've got Tom in Harrisburg. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, yes, yes. The queen of talk radio. I wanted to imagine having a third world war where no one dies, where he is straightening out the whole rest of the world, yet nobody's got troops moving, no missiles are flying. I think he knows what he's doing, but my problem is that he shares too much ahead of time, allowing them to try to undo what he's trying to do. That's my only problem. I think he does know what he's doing, and he's showing us. It's falling into place. They're just not giving him time. But I think he talks too much about what he's doing, and it's not about hiding more than it is using common sense that the people around you don't care. I have been looking at news all over the world, and it's like 70 countries right now that are trying to renegotiate their tariffs. They're not saying that on the news.
Okay. Yeah, because I was looking to see where there was any of those discussions, but yeah. Yeah.
There's 70 countries that are trying to negotiate now, and they didn't say that. They just said he changed his mind, and he didn't change his mind. He's working with what's going on. And I love your show. You're the queen of talk radio.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. Hope you have a great weekend, Tom. Look, I do believe that he knows what he's doing, but I do believe that is why he says the word flexible, right? Because I think in order to get this accomplished, in the moment, you have to be flexible. You can't sit there and say, all right, here's my next move. Here's my next move. And then here's my next move. As Thomas pointed out, he talks a lot. He can't do that. And so even though I saw, what was it, Ben Shapiro, he was upset about the tariffs, especially on Israel. I guess it was, what, at that point, 17%. You had Bill Ackman. He was upset about the tariffs. A very wealthy man, very upset. And then all of a sudden, you know, of course, now Adam Schiff is accusing Trump of helping his wealthy friends. And I don't believe that that's happening at all. I don't even know where he's coming on that one. But guess what? I do hope that he does an investigation. I hope he investigates everyone in Washington, D.C., in an elected position when it comes to insider trading. I bet he won't do it, but I wish he would. I've got Rob in Dundalk. Rob, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I think Trump definitely knows what he's doing. I mean, the art of the deal, you know, that's the best book besides the Bible, right, that Trump says. But I believe, China is not our friend. It's just so obvious. And I feel like the people that are cheering for our downfall, like, oh, the stock market's going to go down and all this stuff, you know, like my doctor said the other day, and he was laughing about it. And I thought, well, you're really, you know, you're cheering against us. I don't get what, you know, it seems like people's mind have been, it's like, I feel like it's time to pick a side, okay, now, because Trump knows what he's doing, and like what your last caller just said, I get that, but I think in a way it's funny, like the weave, Trump does that, and by the time they get it on the media and they're out there talking about it, he's done on to something else, and then he gets them to where, he gets them off, you know, on their back feet, because they're trying to figure it out, then he says something else, and that gets passed, and then before, you know, he's got everybody scattered everywhere, but
yeah,
before they could control the media, they had it controlled, so they could just keep telling us it's bad.
Oh, yeah. Rob, I think
it's going to happen regardless. We're going to win. God's on our side. I just believe it's going to happen. Get on the right side because it's not right, you know. And I think Russia, they always said it could never happen. Russia's on our side, could be on our side, not China stealing all of our intellectual property.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there, Rob. We get back, we'll continue this conversation.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Wall Street euphoria triggered by President Trump's tariff pause is fading. Following yesterday's spectacular rally, this morning, stocks are in the red. The president paused for 90 days, the steep tariffs imposed on most of America's trading partners. The one exception to the pause, Communist China. Tariffs on Chinese imports have been boosted to 125% because the president says that Beijing has not acted in good faith, choosing retaliation over negotiation. He's a former Arkansas governor, a Baptist minister, and a noted political commentator, Mike Huckabee, confirmed by the Senate as the U.S. ambassador to Israel. A vote of 53-46 puts Huckabee in that important diplomatic job. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 922 points, NASDAQ off 567. More details, srnnews.com.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promotes smoother, more comfortable joint movement. And right now, Rescue Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio coupon code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's R-E-L-I-E-F. So call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. And speak to a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free of Rescue Glyco Plus.
Mother Nature putting spring on pause with this cold front that's moving through. Not only clouds and rain, but also some cooler temperatures with it. Showers this morning ease up some by the afternoon. Still a few showers later today. 56 the high. Widespread rain tomorrow, heavy rains possible, 54 tomorrow, and a few showers Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Give your liver the support it needs with Active Liver. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon.com, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New you, New Nordic.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days, sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning to you. Happy Thursday. Yes, you got one more day here in the work week. Well, I guess, you know what, if you're a government worker, today's your last your last work day. No, not everybody. I know there's some that work all 5 days. I know. Well, we were talking about President Trump and the tariffs, and of course, you might have heard there during the news break, the stock market is back down. And you've got Senator Adam Schiff out of California. He is calling it shenanigans and accusing President Trump of doing like a get-rich scheme with his wealthy friends. And he believes that is why President Trump is, out here making all of these calls. And, of course, President Trump said, look, this is, you got to be flexible in this moment. And that's the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. Do you believe President Trump knows what he's doing with the tariffs? So far, 61% of you say yes, 39% of you say no. I got some more callers on the line here. I've got Cindy and Hereford. Cindy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Of course he knows what he's doing. Are you kidding me? He's been involved with worldwide economics. You know, he's got businesses all over the world. I mean, he follows these things. Of course he knows what he's doing. And plus, after his first term, and he was so attacked, he's got a crack team now, and they're not going to give away the secrets. I got to know his personality a little better when The Apprentice was on, because I didn't really know much about him economically and whatever. Uh-huh. he said one thing that really stuck with me, and he said, never tell your competitors or your enemies. Never give them ideas on how to be better. You keep your information and your ideas to yourself, because it's a business, not a charity. And I'm not an economist. I don't follow the stock market, but it just seems logically it's going to be all over the place until things begin to settle down and they get the particulars of the tariffs and the deals and whatever. I dabble in art. I would call myself an artist. And I was selling some really expensive paintings back during the Bush administration. When Obama hit, everything tanked, and it was partially because of the banking meltdown, which ended up on Bush's watch. But anyway, during Obama, galleries closed down right and left, and especially under Joe Biden, nobody was selling artwork, not even small pieces, for $200. And everybody knew it's rich people who support the arts and everything else. I mean, yeah, they got their power and all this, but let's face it, it's rich people who give to charities and who support the arts. Okay, that's what I wanted to say.
Well, Cindy, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling in. And I think, Cindy, a lot of people agree with you. I will just say, though, no one was selling art except for Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, he was selling paintings for crazy amounts to foreign adversaries. That's still, you know what? What's so crazy is how Hunter got off with all of these things. And I just know if that was anybody else, they would be in jail, all the stuff that he was involved in. But we won't go down that rabbit hole. We're not going to go that route. Patrice in a text line says, Kim, yes, yes, yes. President Trump knows what he's doing, and I am with him 100%. I think a lot of people agree with you. I've got John in Dundalk. John, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a few points. I support Donald Trump and what he's doing. And this 90-day hold he's put on these countries, he's accomplished what he wanted. He's got 75 countries lined up to negotiate on the tariffs, but he didn't with China. And I believe that this whole thing was to target China. China's been building their military and keeping their totalitarian government in power because of our spending that we do with them.
Yeah.
And then I got one other thing I want to say, and then I'll hang up so you can respond before I get calls mess me up here. I got the Democrats are truly disappointing. They really are. They would rather see Trump fail and the American people fail than see us succeed. And they've actually put party over the country.
Yeah.
If they would have held their nose and just feigned support, I think China would have came along. I think China sits back now and they're hoping that all the resistance that the Democrats are doing will work to get the American people to side with the Democrats. And I just think that if they would have let the whole world know that they're going to support, you know, our country, not so much Trump, I think this thing would have been done in a week, including China. That's all I got to say, Kim.
Well, thank you so much, John, for calling in. I appreciate you, John. Thank you so much. I got a text here from Teresa. She says, before these Dems start calling for insider trading, they better make sure their houses aren't made of glass. And every economist was saying this was going to happen. So it's going to keep happening every time he lifts the stay and puts it back on. Trump is a very smart man. And yes, Teresa, I think he's very business savvy. And I don't think he's brand new to this. You know, this is out of my wheelhouse, of course. But I think President Trump does understand how to make this work. And also, if you go back to interviews with President Trump, you know, you could say maybe two decades ago, because a lot of old clips will pop up, whether he was sitting down with Oprah or other people, Larry King, you know. And he would talk about these things. He would talk about how tariffs We need to reciprocate. He would talk about how so many countries were taking advantage of us. He would talk about all the foreign and humanitarian aid that we were sending to some of these countries, and it wasn't hitting the ground anyways, helping any of the people. And these are things that he's been discussing for, you know, 20, 30 years. And so, you know, now he's doing it. Now, some people might ask, well, why did he accomplish this in his first term? I would guess that, you know, in the first term, just like when anyone gets in with their first term, they try not to press, you know, too many buttons because, of course, you want a second term. And I would also say we weren't in the position that we are in now. I think Bidenomics, whatever they wanted to call it, put us in a terrible position. And you could say that some of this was because of COVID, the pandemic, and the fact that they decided to shut the country down, which, again, man-made, right? That's self-infliction right there. It's like, you know, we did a lot to our own economy. And I'm not saying, you know, you and I. I'm saying those that, unfortunately, are in these elected positions. And so we knew that there were going to be supply chain issues. We knew that there was going to be some inflation. But then when you had Joe Biden basically saying, oh, we're not going to rely on any fossil fuels, and I don't care about the oil reserves, I'm going to deplete them, I'm going to do this, right? And then he wanted to rely on other countries for oil. And it's like, all these things, when you put all these things together, you get what we got, right? I mean, we were sliding downhill fairly quickly. I mean, did you ever think you would see the price of eggs double? In some places, triple. I mean, it's eggs, for crying out loud. Then, you know, they were talking about the bird flu. Then they were killing chickens off. And it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And, you know, I think a lot of people were looking at President Biden and a lot of these Democrats, even like here in this blue state here with Governor Moore, those Democrats in Annapolis, the decisions that they're making on our behalf, right? Because they're supposed to represent us. We pay their salaries. They're making terrible, selfish decisions. And this is why I got so upset with Representative Ana Paulina Luna. She was working with the other two congresswomen from the Democrat Party about, you know, maternity leave and all this other stuff. No one elects you to do this selfish nonsense. I don't vote for anyone thinking that they're going to look out for themselves. Right? This is what I told you even yesterday, my beef with Governor Larry Hogan. I can't stand individuals that get in office and decide that they're just going to do, you know, what it is that makes them happy or what makes them wealthy. You know, you're supposed to represent all, every one of your district. And then you get in there and you start making decisions that will affect what, you personally? To me, I say you resign. Resign. That's not why you're there. That's not why we voted for you. I got Jeff in Pasadena. Jeff, you wanted to weigh in on the tariffs?
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
I want to give a shout out to Barbara and Beverly. I'm a Trump supporter, but I got to admit, you know, this looks a little fishy. How, you know, the stock went down, and then he comes out and almost reverses course, and the stock market goes up. I want him to leave the tariffs in place. Forget that 90-day pause. And here's my proposal. Now, if you remember a couple months ago, he and Elon Musk we're talking about all this money that they're saving now by cutting this and cutting that, this government waste. They were talking about sending out $5,000 checks to everybody. Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay. Well, how about doing this? Why don't they just send out $2,500 checks to everybody, and they can use that to offset the higher prices at first? He said there would be short-term pain. At first, prices would be higher, and then things would level off and get better. So why not just send out $2,500 checks to everybody, and they can use that for the short-term pain?
So you think they should make that decision now, or do you think maybe they should wait a bit?
No. Leave the tariffs in place, and if prices go up at first, okay. Well, instead of sending out $5,000 to everybody like they were talking about doing,
yeah,
send out $2,500 checks to people, and they can use that to offset the higher prices.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? This is his last term, so they can't say he's buying votes.
Right, right.
That's a good idea as well. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
I got to go, Kim. I'm looking at this website called Match.com, and there's somebody on there kind of interesting, but it looks like she just moved from one side of the country.
You know?
I might have to investigate that. That's baffling. Have a good day, Kim.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yes, Dorothy is getting around. She couldn't find a man in Oregon. Now she's trying to find a man in Virginia. It's so wild to me. I got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, you wanted to weigh in on the tariffs?
I did. Good morning, Kim.
What do you do?
Yes, so to answer your question, I do not believe that he knows what he's doing, or if he does know what he's doing, it's all strategic to help certain people and not the average person. The reason he says he reversed these tariffs is because people were getting a little yippy. I don't know what that means. The people behind him thought it was pretty funny if you look at their face. But it doesn't make any sense because you were talking about these things for over a year. And every country around the world has been bracing for the impact of it. And then you reverse course. What really looks fishy is the fact that you told everybody, hey, this will be a good time to buy. Not you, Trump, told everybody this will be a good time to buy. And then he reversed course. So someone, if you look at the spike in the charts, had information before we did. And that needs to be investigated. But here's a question that I have to all of the people who think that, hey, we should just trust Trump, even though we didn't trust Biden, we don't trust anybody, we should just trust him. Question is, what if this doesn't work? What if the tariffs, we put the tariffs on and China never takes them off? And now we're the ones paying. What if, yes, okay, we get manufacturing here back in the States, what, 5, 10, 15 years from now, but we never generate as much income as we possibly could, and we're still paying tariffs. What if this doesn't work? It has to go perfectly in order to work.
Well,
Excuse me.
I think, Joe, a lot of people feel the same way you do. I noticed a lot of people talking about this on CNN last night. And so those on the left feel the way you do. I guess my question to you is, would you rather things stay the same and that we don't have the reciprocal tariffs, even though many of those countries, you know, had many tariffs on us? And also, as such large consumers, in which we are, right, because we import almost everything, do you really think that China could afford to keep those tariffs on? I don't think that they can. I think they rely on us as their consumers.
Yeah, they do rely on us. And we, and as much as we want to say that we don't rely on them, we do rely on them. Everything that we buy is made in China or elsewhere. I mean, the very car that he did a Tesla commercial in front of the White House and told people buy Teslas after he crapped on electric cars for years. After, Kim, he removed the rebate, the $8,500 rebate that you would get that would make them cheaper. Buy Teslas, but you can't because a lot of the parts are made in other places. It increases the price. We depend on them just like they depend on us. We're stronger when we trade. And this protectionist, isolationist plan that he has is only going to isolate us and push our allies in the hands of our enemies. We don't want China to be looked at as reprieve from the man-made economic terror that we're putting on the world right now. There's a reason that BRICS exists. This is a great slogan for them. Like, hey, you can't trust the U.S. Come over to our side. You know, he's not doing anything but causing chaos. We're losing money. Okay, prices are going to increase. There's no doubt about that. They're going to increase.
I see where you could be concerned, Joe. I say otherwise only because, and I know you're probably thinking, oh, because you're a Trump supporter, and I could say that, oh, you know, you're not a huge Trump supporter. But what you saw this morning, because the EU was saying yesterday before he did the pause, that they were going to retaliate with tariffs on us. Now, as of this morning, they're saying that they are not going to retaliate and they're going to wait to see what Trump's next move will be. I think we have complete control here.
If we had complete control, then we wouldn't have to be worried about other countries retaliating or not. The fact that we have to account for them retaliating just lets you know that we're not in control. And I know you have to go. I just want to say one other thing.
Okay.
I think you were talking about terribly selfish decisions. I think it's a terribly selfish decision for Trump to want to dominate the news cycle every single day. I don't know about you. You love it because you got an opinion radio show. But I'm tired of hearing about this. I'm tired of talking about this man every day. We don't get to learn about other things going on in the world, bad or good, because every day this man wants to be the center of attention. And to me, that's terribly selfish because there are other things I would like to know about, other things I want to focus on besides what's going on in our government. Say what you want about Joe Biden, but he was pretty chill. And I didn't have to hear about this stuff. I mean, you guys talked about him all the time, obviously. But I didn't have to hear about what was going on every day. I had a little bit of peace. So that's all I got, Kim.
All right, Joe. All right. Your opinion matters just as much as everyone else. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. When we get back, we will continue on this conversation. We'll also discuss some things that happened on Capitol Hill yesterday. But, you know, right now, I do believe we have all the leverage and we have all the control. And I don't think that President Trump is doing any insider trading deals. I don't think he was helping his wealthy friends. I don't think any of that happened. I think that he decided to pause and the world reacted. And I will say, you know, to Joe's concern there that Trump's always, you know, dominating the news. It's like, well, that's what mainstream media. I mean, think about it. Even like the very liberal left stations, they could talk about other things if they really wanted to. But the ratings are in Trump. They want to talk about Trump. And if you're looking at what he's doing with these tariffs, Trump is the news. You know, the entire world right now is on their heels trying to figure out what Trump's next move will be. We are now in a position, yes, we always talk about how we're the greatest country in the world. We're in the position now where now every other country has to now admit we are the greatest country in the world. And you know what? I like being in first place. I like being number one. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Uncle Sam is no longer going to be Uncle Sap when it comes to foreign trade. And again, all this does is fuels the globalist Great Reset. And all these globalists out there that you will own nothing and be happy. President Trump is speaking up for the forgotten American people and that reminding people that we can be great again. We can be wealthy again.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're wrapping up this conversation on Trump's and tariffs, and guess what? I know there's a lot of people that want to weigh in here on the line. If everybody could keep it to 1 minute or less, we could get everybody in. So let's see how we can do here. I got John in Baltimore. John, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good.
It's good to be able to get in to talk to you anyway. But I want to say that, like I keep always saying, Trump is the greatest president we ever had. The reason why he's always talked about is because he's not doing things like a politician would do it. He's not doing things like all these other wrecked up presidents ever done to us. Obama, Clinton, you name them. You name any one of them, Bush, any of them. They've wrecked this country up. And Joe Biden really tore the country up. But he is using his common sense and his wisdom, how to make us great again, how to make us you know, the number one country in the world. You know, yeah. Even though they say we are, but we, the people, so like the last caller, they so everybody too nervous, too ignorant. They don't understand. We are in. Look where we living at. We living in Maryland, and we living under politicians, all Democrats, who's destroying us.
Yeah.
God is trying to show people Democrats is destroying this, is destroying it. Look what they're bringing up.
Yeah.
Men and women sports. All they're killing us. People don't even see. But Trump speaks his mind. He don't change, and he's with the man. He didn't become a billionaire on being stupid.
Right.
Teaching us how to become rich. I can't take the information from all these people who's so poor, who's so downhearted. He's teaching us how to become rich, you know. And Elon Musk also, same way, is teaching us how to become rich. They spend money, they're throwing away all this money. People ain't paying that no mind.
Yeah.
Look at all the money they're throwing away. Look at all the money, you know. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right, John.
You know, and I'm telling you, he's the greatest president we ever had.
John,
people better wake up to that. Thank you. I'm sorry, Kim.
Thank you, John. It's fine. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend. John is very passionate. Very passionate. Wally and Kent Island. Wally, I got about a minute here.
Okay. If you run a business and it's doing $100 million a year and your best customer spends $80 million and you're about to lose that customer, you're going to do whatever it takes to pull them back in. And that's what we're seeing now. All these countries are racing the United States. Without us, a lot of them are going to go bankrupt. That's all I had to say. Thank you very much, Kim. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Wally. I appreciate you. And look, a lot of us agree on this. Many of you, like I said, did pick part in the poll here, which I appreciate, at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And that is, do you believe Trump knows what he's doing in regards to the tariffs? Just so you know, right now, 64% of you say yes. 36% of you say no. I got a text here from Wade. He says, look, I agree with President Trump 100%. Hey, look, the greater the risk, the greater the reward, right? Isn't that the saying? I think that's the saying. All right, coming up next, we're going to be joined by my friend Mike Allers Jr. Again, he worked with Winsome Sears in Virginia and also at One American News. And he's been keeping his eye on the up-and-coming Democrats and Republicans that we might see run for office or the Oval Office in 2028.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis?